Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. The Labor Day forecast is basically wet in the eastern half of the country, unfortunately, with barbecue busters in the form of showers and thunderstorms for Monday, mostly due to upper-level energy, weak weather fronts, and tropical moisture. Now, it's not going to rain all the time, but there will be some times of showers. Most of this weather will occur in the southern plains across Texas and the Gulf Coastal states and south and central Atlantic coast states. The Northeast will see the wet weather mostly on Monday night and Tuesday, with 1 to 3 inches of rain in a lot of places. The balance of the week should be quite nice, though, after Tuesday night and Wednesday, with temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. The Midwest should also be quite nice, but the West is a different story, and that's in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, and we've got weather reports at 6 and 36 after every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
It's 7 past the hour. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, and I think you, Henry, have some promos to share with us. Henry does not have the promos to share with us. Okay. Well, the great thing about Labor Day weekend is it means that we're not going to be asked this ever again, at least for 9 months. No one is going to say to us, you want to come into the lake with us to swim? You want to come running into the lake and swim? Won't that be great? No, it's not great. To me, Walter M. Sterling, there is nothing more terrifying than running into a lake to swim. Now hold this thought. If you run into a lake, there's blackness. You don't see a thing. You don't know where your feet are going. You don't know what's down there. And then there's that odd relationship between the water and the floating dock. To me, a form of torture that's unique is a floating dock, because I don't know what it's going to hit. Is it going to float and hit my head? Is it going to float and hit my kids? But a floating dock combined with the bottom of the water that I cannot see is terror, flat terror. All right, now, every floating dock has the same feature. It has a ladder. The ladder, don't know how it works. The ladders are never slanted. They're always straight up and down. I get on that ladder, and I try to go up that ladder, and the first step is slippery. It's covered with moss. And if I slip, I'm going to land where? I'm going to land on smooth rocks down below that are also covered with moss. Terrifying. Never do I get a steady grip either on the dock or the rocks below. It's all terrifying. It's also weird. At some point in the lake, it's warm. Someplace it's cold. It makes no sense. I want nothing to do with the lake. Why? Oh, that's an eel. There's an eel swimming between my legs. Is there really? I don't know, but I think there's an eel. Or is it a water snake? Hard to say. People are romanticized about the lakes. They like to fish in the lake. Okay, you go fish in the lake, but I'm not going to swim in your lake. I barely want to swim in your pool. There are people who have chosen to have black tile pool or who paint their pools black. I don't want anything to do with that. All of that is very scary to me. What, you can't swim, Walter? I can swim. Am I a great swimmer? No. The one thing I never learned in swimming, because you have to have a certain meditative part of your brain, I don't know how to float in water. I don't know how to tread water. There are people who can tread waters for 2 hours. If you're a Navy SEAL, you have to tread water for 2 hours. Or if you're an Eagle Scout, you have to tread water for 2 hours. No, I won't be treading water for any amount of time. I will go from point A to B in the water. That's it. That's pretty much how I lead my life. I think of everything in terms of how do I get from point A to point B? That's my goal. Point A to point B. That's it. Now to get in the water and tread water, no thanks. To me, these are the terrifying holidays. Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving, those are fine. I can walk out my door and participate in Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving, right? I could go to a church, a community center, some vague relative, go to their house, enjoy the holiday. Warm, cozy, here's some food. These holidays, you have to be invited in. In order to enjoy these holidays, the summer, quote, summer holidays, somebody has to say to you, come to our tennis courts, come to our country club, come to our pool. There's nothing creepier than a single man by himself walking onto a public beach alone. Nothing creepier. He can't go to a swimming pool, a public community pool, alone. All of that's creepy. In order to enjoy the holiday, these holidays, I have to be asked to play golf with you, asked to play tennis with you. I have to enjoy participation sports. I don't enjoy participation sports. I don't want to participate. I don't want to know anything about your sports. No thanks. Hey, can you get a double partner for the day? No, I can't get a double partner for the day. Not possible. My goal on these holidays, and for years, I didn't get married till way late in life, till like Jurassic periods. But before I got married, and now I suffer from being married. Now, before I got married, this is how I used to spend the 3 and 4 day holidays. See if you can relate, Rosemary Furlong. See if you can relate, Billy Datt. See if any of this makes sense. I used to shut the doors of my apartment, turn the air conditioner to 50. I'd have all of my delivery menus, order in menus, whatever community you have, they all call it something different. Some it's takeout menus, delivery in menus. It was delivery menus. And I'd have them all next to me in a comfy chair, and I'd watch TV all day until I said, oh, you know what? I'm exhausted. I have to roll back into bed. That's what I would do for 3 days. I was so happy. And then tomorrow night, on Monday night, around 6:30, I'd start to hear the city fill up again. I'd hear it fill up again with the cars and the honking and everything. And I'm like, well, okay, it's done now. Never was I invited over at anyone's house for a barbecue. Come on over to our... I never got to participate in those things. Why? Because I was single. And unless you have close single friends, you're not invited to those things. Unless you're married, you're not invited to those things. So if you're truly single, these are horrible holidays that you can't wait to end. That, at least, was my experience. But now I get to be with you. 50,000-watt radio stations, giant Class C FM radio stations. To me, this is the best adventure. Right now, you're coming back from being down the shore, the lake, the ocean, the mountains, your cabin country. You're coming back. Everybody's coming back this weekend. I bet the traffic's incredible. That's something we should check out. And we have Dr. Dave with complete weather reports for you. This is a very special radio show because this is the only 3 hours on this radio station that nobody is going to talk about politics. And you may say, well, Walter, why aren't you going to talk about politics? And if you're new to my show, there's a reason that I don't do it. I'm terrible at it, and I believe it's covered. Don't you think there are enough people who present point A or point B, and then they scream about it, point A and point B, point A and point B? Okay, I got it. That's the beauty of our system. I get to vote a couple times a year for point A or point B, but I don't need to share it with you. I don't need to talk about it with you. And in fact, that's a key elegance to the system, isn't it? It's a sacred ballot. It's sacred. You vote in privacy and in confidence, so shut up about it. I'm Walter Sabo. It's 14 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Isn't it great when you open up your linen closet and you see all the beautiful sheets, towels, blankets that you've got? What a collection you've got. You take care of them. That's why they're in good shape. Now you have an opportunity to give them new friends. There are Percal sheets for sale at MyPillow. The Percal sheets at MyPillow are beautiful, beautifully colored. They've got black, red, pink, white, whatever color you can imagine, it's at MyPillow. But call them now, because there's a live operator standing by right now who wants to talk to you. When you talk to that operator, say your promo code, and no one else has this, is Walter. Say, my promo code is Walter, and you know what's going to happen? The Percal sheets, which are normally $89.98, will drop in price to $39.98. That's right. They'll drop $50 when you just say my name. $89.98 to $39.98. Here's the phone number. You ready? 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. And what are you gonna reach when you call that number? You're not gonna reach a machine. You're not gonna reach an automatic anything. You're gonna reach a nice person who knows everything about those sheets and will answer every question you've got. No obligation. Just call them. Ask your questions. 800-844-0876. These sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, no risk, and a 10-year warranty. Your car, your wife, didn't come with a warranty of 10 years. $89.98 to $39.98, a $50 price drop. Call 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You deserve to work for yourself. You should be working for yourself. Do you really want somebody, some other grown-up, to tell you when to wake up, when to come to work? No. You want to invest all of that time and energy in your own business, and now you can. Social Indoor is the name of the franchise that you can invest in and have your own territories and your own opportunities to make money. Social Indoor installs a large computer screen in the most luxurious restrooms in your area, in your franchise area. What goes on those computer screens? Whatever you want to sell. And then when people come in, they see the ads that you have sold. I don't know how to sell. Sure you do. You're going to sell it to the retailers, the friends that you've got, the professionals in your community who you've known for years, and it's time to monetize those relationships. You do it with Social Indoor. This is not a formal offering, which can only be made through a prospectus. Find it on their website, Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan, the best strip club food in America. I'm naming names. Later, strippers on the loose. Sterling at night. He stole a plane to go to Walmart. Details later. People of Walmart. Sterling at night.
A judge in Florida gets suspended for calling a guy an a-hole in court. Really? That's it? I figure in Florida courts, they probably do crazy stuff like weighing you against a duck or something. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. There you are in the 18-wheeler going across the country on Route 80, going up and down I-5 in California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday and I-71, otherwise known as the Luge, that goes from Cleveland, God help you, to Maine. This is Sterling on Sunday. We have the best time. Why are you happy that the summer holidays are done? I'm happy that the summer holidays are done because I am no longer demanded to participate in physical challenges. The first time I played golf with Ken Johnson. Ken Johnson, head of programming at Alpha. Alpha, terrible name for a company. We go to play golf, and that's the first time I find out that you have to finish. You have to play through to 18 holes. We were in a very nice place. It was 80 degrees, beautiful weather, but I'm like, you know, around the 10th hole, I was done. And I said, well, can we be done? And he said, no, we have to finish through. And then I found out about that hole where there's somebody serving drinks, a very pretty woman serving drinks. Now, am I allowed to say that she was a very pretty woman surrounded by alcohol? I guess so. But that's the big feature. You go, you play, you get drunk, you come home with a sunburn. Wow, that is some sport. Fantastic! Doesn't sound like a good plan to me. I couldn't stand it. And, of course, I was bad at it. The only sport I have ever participated in that I have enjoyed is the number one participation sport in America. Bowling. I am a good bowler. Better than that, I have bowling trophies, and I have orthopedic custom bowling shoes. Now, that's something. Orthopedic custom bowling shoes. Wow. Therefore, when I bowl, it is a comfortable thing. I sparkle. Why are you happy that summer is over? Nobody likes to admit it. It's always like, oh, it's so sad that summer is over. Oh, I hate to go back to work. I hate to go back to school. Well, now, part one of that is a large segment of society is like, well, I'm not going back to work. I'm going to quietly quit. I'm going to go to work, do as little as possible, quietly quit. That's the big fad. Then, I'm not kidding, then, big news today, there's a, you want to quietly quit? Okay, we're going to quietly fire you. Yeah, fine, you don't have to come to work, we're going to fire you. This is what employers don't understand. They don't get it. The ambition of people 10 years ago to do their best, to work extra hard and get ahead, is quickly diminishing like a bad scented candle. It's going away. And there's two reasons for it. One is they're like, why am I going to do this? I'm killing myself to go to work. Bad idea. And you didn't listen to one thing. There was a pandemic and you didn't listen to one thing that I wanted. Here are the things that I wanted. I wanted my laundry picked up at work and done for me. Did that happen? No. I wanted to have far more liability insurance, far more disability insurance. Did I get that? No. Did I get a free parking spot? No. Some of these people are pulling their cars into garages where it's $400 or $500 a month to park their car. Does the company pay for that? Never, unless it's a freaking CEO. Never. Then they say, well, it would really help me if I could have a four-day week. Could I have a four-day week? No. Could I come in at 10:30 instead of 9 so that I can make sure my kid is at work safely, is at school safely? Can I have that? No. Will you pay for my lunch? No. There are a few very enlightened companies like Bloomberg Financial Services that, in fact, pay for lunch. Spotify pays for lunch. They give them a beautiful buffet, lovely food, very comfortable situation. Some companies are paying for lunch. Do most? No. It is incredible how most companies and the dynamic between boss and employee is the same as it was in 1882. Has not changed. A lot of the reason, which this is never discussed, this is like the dirty secret of all labor laws, in most states, to be a full-time employee, the state says you can only be qualified as a full-time employee is if you work 40 hours a week. Did you know that? It's not your company's idea that says you have to work 40 hours a week. It's the state that says if that's a full-time employee, they have to be here 40 hours a week. Then there are evil CEOs that say you have to be here 40 hours a week in order to contribute to the company, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what that CEO is saying. This is what she's saying. We're paying $80 a square foot for that office. You need to come in, and we have 12 more years on that lease. You have to come here. Wow. You're obligated to pay their rent for the next 12 years. All bad. All horrible. Not a good idea. That's why no one's in a hurry to go back to work, because where are the pinball machines? Where are the arcades? Where are the really good vending machines? The vending machines I run into in offices always are the same. They have Wrigley Spearmint gum at the bottom. They have that ugly bear craw pastry that never fully drops down. They have one or two other things that might be okay, but they're always out. And it costs $1.85 to get something out of a vending machine. Now, can I go down to a snack bar in the lobby? Yeah, I could. But then if I bring it back up on the elevator, I'm going to get dirty looks because they don't want those snacks in the conference rooms. They don't want the good stuff in my desk because, well, you make a mess. It's kind of messy. You see a little messy there? This is not a dining hall. This is a place of work. It's a place of work. It's a place of work. Well, I don't have that memo. I don't have the memo that says, this is what a place of work is. I thought a place of work is where I can produce results that contribute to the profitability of the company. Where I do that, unless I'm working a lathe or driving an 18-wheeler, it doesn't really matter. These are thought industries. Advertising, public relations, those are thought industries. Doesn't matter where you do it. In fact, I can't think of a worse place to do that work than in an office. Why? Because in an office, you're going to gossip. People are going to judge you by what's on your desk. Look at that creepy picture on her desk. Ooh. They're going to judge you by how you smell. I worked with somebody who was brilliant, but you know what? He smelled bad, and no one had the guts to tell him. I swear to you. These are some of the reasons that I am not looking forward to going back to work, and these are some of the reasons why I'm really happy summer is over, because I get to do with this fun stuff. Here are the things that happen during the summer that I hate. I don't get invited to the country club. I don't get invited to play tennis. I don't get invited to play golf. I will get a sunburn. I don't want to have to deal with my car. I have a car that the minute I turn it on, no matter what make or model, it will overheat. That day, it will overheat. That is my suffering. I'm not meant to own cars. Are you meant to own cars? Really? I am not meant to own cars. And the minute it turns to Memorial Day, I look fat. The minute it becomes warm out, I look fat. I'm not taking this shirt off. I'm not walking around with this gut. Those are the reasons I'm happy summer is over. Because there are certain people, ages 23 and a half, who are made for summer. I'm not one of them. Why are you happy that summer is over? Here's my phone number. What? Are you live, Walter? Yes, I am live. It's Labor Day weekend, the second day of Labor Day weekend. There's no one else live. All those shows that are screaming at the Democrats, all recorded on Thursday or earlier. Or worse, they're TV shows and you're listening to the audio for some stupid reason. Who the hell would feed you TV show audio on a Sunday night? Selfish, cheap, that's who would do it. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And then I'm going to share with you my favorite news scandal, which is what New York City principals are doing to their schools. And yet they still rake in big pay and big benefits. You're thinking, well, they must be suffering. You know, if their principals and schools are long suffering. No, these people are making almost $200,000 a year. And yet they have been accused and convicted of doing crooked crap. I've got a big show for you tonight, live on the radio. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Strong high pressure over Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming guarantees more triple-digit heat in the American West from North Dakota all the way to California and the desert southwest. Death Valley, California set a record high for September of 127 degrees 2 days ago. And all the time, the records have been kept there. The highest is ever 134, and that's in jeopardy. Vegas up to 112, Sacramento to 115, San Diego over 100 in some parts, L.A. well into the 90s. Now, relief is in sight by next weekend when a tropical storm might develop over the Baja California coast and spread clouds and maybe even rain to Southern California, maybe even Vegas, but we'll see what happens. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. This is Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show. That doesn't exist. Nobody does a live radio show. This is amazing. Now, listen, I need to talk to you at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, because we have things to compare, such as why are you happy that summer is over? There are certain things we are not allowed to admit. One of the things you're not allowed to admit is that you hate street fairs. What? I hate street fairs. Great idea. horrible reality. Do not want to go to a street fair. There are certain musicians. You're not allowed to say, I really can't stand Aretha Franklin's music. I respect her. I like her. I don't like any of the songs she's chosen. Oh, but what about The Way to San Jose? No, that was one of the ones I really couldn't stand. So this is a bad situation. Here we have summer and it's over. Here are some of the reasons I don't like summer. Here are some of the reasons I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be around a bunch of sweaty people at snack bars. Is there anything more disgusting than men of a certain age not putting on a top, not putting on a shirt, and standing in line at a snack bar? The only thing more disgusting is if you're behind them in line. I have no interest in it. Is there anything more disgusting than standing in line forever in an amusement park only to be put on a ride that will make you sick? Why would I want to do that? And the hot dogs that have been out in 110 degree weather, no interest. There's very little about summer that appeals to me. The idea of summer is fantastic. What is it about summer that you hate? My phone number is 888-688-9258. Listen to this. New York City principals booted from schools still rake in big pay and benefits. Principals outed from schools for misconduct or incompetence often land softly in the city department of education bureaucracy. They become part of the permanent bureaucracy where they make as much money. For example, there's one removed from PS Public School 245 in Crown Heights in January, after numerous complaints of bullying. This is the principal bullying and verbal abuse of students, parents, and staff, including the use of obscenities. The principal in school, Hambrick Glover, that's her name, currently is reassigned away from students. Yeah, that's where I want my principals, away from students. A report by the Department of Education Office of Special Investigations is under review. Her salary, that she's still getting paid, $187,000. Another one was removed as interim principal of Port Richmond High School in June 2018 when she pled guilty to car insurance fraud. A probe found she improperly funneled $100,000 to a vendor friend and failed to safeguard 2,600 Department of Education computers, laptops, and printers that vanished when she led a law school in New York City. And then here's one of my favorite. The principal was ousted from Maspeth High School last August. Investigators confirm reports that the school created fake classes, completely made them up, gave credits to failing students, could do well in radio, fixed grades to push kids out, and intimidated teachers who objected to her fraud. Chancellor Banks let Abdul Mutakaubar stay in the payroll for 7 years until he retires. 7 more years this guy's going to get $187,000. So for being thrown out of his job, he's going to get $187,000 a year, which is about $1 million because he has 7 years to go. Whoa, amazing. My number is 888-688-9258. Oh, look at that. There's Dan. Dan, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, how are you, Walt? Good to talk to you.
What were those other sounds we heard around you, Dan?
I'm sorry?
I heard other sounds around you.
Oh, no, I was just turning my radio down.
No, Dan, okay, let's go over this review. This is an important review. The beauty of this radio station, the beauty of this network, is that it's modern. And when you're put on hold, you hear my show. You don't have to turn on a radio and screw up the delay.
Yeah, I realize that. I apologize. I just didn't get to the volume quick enough.
What you got?
Well, the reason I wanted to call was I really enjoy your show a lot, and I also enjoy listening to Dr. Dave and the weather report. And my suggestion would be that rather than just having, I assume he's recorded or calling in, if you might engage with him and talk to him and perhaps ask him some questions, get him to elaborate on some of the weather situation, perhaps even talk about global warming and other environmental issues about that.
Well, let me explain. Dr. Dave is recorded moments before we go on the air. Moments. So it isn't like he was recorded half a day ago. So it's as live as it's going to be. Just like TV, it's recorded like moments before he goes on the air. Number two, there are time constrictions, and the only way to hit the time constrictions is to record it. And thirdly, you really don't want me chatting with a meteorologist. Let's think of the combination of incredibly boring possibilities, me discussing highs and lows with a meteorologist. But I appreciate the suggestion. Do you have any other suggestions, Dan?
I don't. I would just suggest that you have a lovely evening, and I don't know if you heard me mention I'm a fellow Syracuse alumni, so we have that in common. And other than that, I'll wish you a happy end of summer.
Well, we have a lot in common. It's very common if you went to Syracuse, as I did, as my daughter is going right now. But that's where I met Dr. Dave. He went to Syracuse at the same time I did. He's a graduate of Syracuse. What did you take in Syracuse? Did you go there before it was a highly restricted school it was tough to get into? Or did you go there when you could generate a check?
I think I went when I could generate a check. I was a philosophy and a political science major, and I was in the class of 75.
Well, those are two very different things, because the political science curriculum at Syracuse is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in the world. The philosophy curriculum is pretty much unknown. I appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you very much. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Bill at 888-688-9258. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. Are you sober?
I am. Being from Vegas, that's kind of a rarity about this time of night.
Now, I'm very excited to talk to somebody from Vegas. Has it stopped raining?
Unfortunately, it's kind of funny to watch all the casinos flood.
They did, didn't they? Like, there were people playing the slots, and they were in a foot of water.
Yeah, and they just kept playing. I actually worked for a casino and watched it happen. It was very interesting.
Wouldn't there be safety issues that you'd get shorted out by holding onto the metal on a slot machine? I would view that as a pretty risky deal. But, of course, if you're drunk, who cares?
That too. Unfortunately, I work in the downtown area, and there's a lot of people that are just real diehard gamblers. And, we watch fire alarms go off, and people don't pay any attention whatsoever. They just go about their business like nothing's going down. The buildings can be burned to the ground, and they just keep playing away.
But, Bill, there is not a natural sewer system. There isn't a standard sewer system the way there is in the Northeast. So is there standing water? Is there still flooding in Las Vegas?
Oh, no. The city has done a really great job of building storm drains. There's got to be hundreds of miles, if not thousands of miles, of storm tunnels underneath Las Vegas.
And that's
so
where the
people. So that we have a population of like 20,000 people that actually live in them.
Well, the people who live in them are the people who lost their shirts playing at the casinos.
Most likely.
How may I be of service to you, Bill?
Well, I just wanted to call and tell you the reason I'm happy summer's over.
Yes. Why are you happy summer's over?
The electric bills will get a lot lower finally.
I thought, because of Hoover Dam, your electricity was dirt cheap.
That is completely inaccurate. Most of that electricity goes directly to California.
On an average month, do you have a single-family home?
I do.
How much is your electric bill on an average month?
In the summertime, it creeps up between $250 and $300.
I lived in Manhattan for too long. It averaged 1,000, and I know. And now I suffer, and I'm doing penance in Ohio, and it's still $800.
So, 48, 49.
Who's that? Who is that? Is that your annoying wife? Is that your annoying wife?
No, that's the lady at Jack in the Box taking my order.
Is that right? Are you going to have an affair with her?
It's going to be a tasty affair. I'm going to have dinner. I just got off work.
Hey, Bill, Thanks a million for calling from KXNT in Las Vegas at 888-688-WALT. Why are you happy that summer is over? Why are you happy that summer is over? This is a dirty secret. Nobody is supposed to admit that they're happy that summer is over. But I'm happy it's over because, all right, the electric bill's a big deal, but gosh gee, my car always overheats. It's disgusting outside when it's humid, but more importantly, socially, there's nothing more isolating for me than summer. In order to participate in summer, I have to be invited to your barbecue. I have to be invited to your country club, invited to your pool. I cannot go to a public beach alone. It's too creepy. Think about it. Every single thing you want to do in the summer is a social event, all of it. Meanwhile, in the winter, the holidays where we're supposed to be depressed, you go to a church, you go to a community center, you can go almost anywhere, you go window shopping, and you feel a part of society. Not so in the summer. Why are you glad summer's over? My phone number is 888-688-9258. Oh, yeah, and then the kids get out of the house. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love talking to the MyPillow people. The MyPillow customer service people are waiting to talk to you right now and answer every question you've got about the Percal sheets. The Percal sheets are the premium sheets with a dense thread count. The dense thread count, what does that mean? A more comfortable sleep. A more comfortable sleep. Here's the number to call, 800-844-0876. When you call them, ask them every question. How long will these last? They got a 10-year warranty on them. 10-year. Your car doesn't have a 10-year warranty. And it's got a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy in the next 60 days, send it back. You'll get all your money back. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. It's no risk. If you're not happy with these sheets in the next 60 days, you send them back. 800-844-0876. But here's the best part, the price. These sheets are normally $89.98. They're going to be price dropped by $50 to $39.98 just by saying, Walter! All you have to do is say, Walter! And the price drops $50. Whoa! So please give it a call, 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. These sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, no risk, and a 10-year warranty. Your car, your wife didn't come with a warranty of 10 years. $89.98 to $39.98, a $50 price drop. Call 800-844-0876, MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Why are you happy that summer's over? I'm happy that summer's over because I find it socially miserable. I don't want to stand in your backyard and eat food in 90-degree heat, food that you've made. I don't know how it was prepared, especially the chicken. What the hell did you do with that chicken inside? Mike, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Is this the best radio show you've ever heard?
It's the first time I ever heard it, first time I ever called, so I guess you did something right.
I did something right. Which station are you listening on?
W105.9.
Oh, in Kansas City.
No, in Delaware, Suffolk County, Delaware.
Oh, yeah, in Delaware with the morning man, Dan. Great radio station.
Dan, correct.
Right?
That's right.
Great radio station.
That's right.
Welcome to the big show. I appreciate it. Why are you happy that summer's over?
Well, I'm not sure if you were aware or not, but I live at the beach. So, obviously, my reason I'm happy it's over, I just actually saw all the lights coming northbound, going up towards northern Delaware, which means all the tourists and the vacationers are on their way out. So it's a beautiful thing. I get
Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah,
now,
correct.
What is the worst thing about all those tourists besides all the money they bring?
Money's great. It's going to be literally how they drive. My thing is, I'm from Philly originally, so I can attest that when they're down here, they bring that mentality down. Virginia, Maryland, D.C., New York, Philly, you know, all over coming down here, and it's just increasing. And it's just the driving, you know, it's Delaware's only 90 miles long and about, I think it's between 24 and 30 miles wide, and very little area on the peninsula to really drive, and people bring that mentality down here. It's the police, the state police, local police, they are busy every summer with accidents. It's insane.
You grew up in Philadelphia, right?
Just outside, yep, Bucks County.
All right. Now, as a native of Philadelphia, Bucks County, did you find what I find, that whenever I went into Philadelphia, any time I went into Delaware at any point in my life, that there was this vacuum, this spiritual vacuum, this overwhelming depression that hits you when you get into Delaware and doesn't leave till you get to Jersey? Did you find that?
Years ago, yes, because it was always so desolate. I always felt like, you know, am I actually in a state, or am I still in a continuation of Pennsylvania?
Right.
But yeah, it's very different mentality down here. But there is kind of sort of a crisis happening, not to go off topic on that, but only because the people moving here, like there's no, like we're, there's, I know people in the medical field, so there's a lot of less doctors, and the system here is kind of getting kind of crazy because if people are moving here, retiring, and there's less self-service and to jobs towards the southern end of the state. So what you're saying could be right. You know, everyone kind of has that, because everyone who's from here wants to move away.
Right.
And
right,
everyone now who visits here wants to move here.
Right.
That makes any sense.
Now, let me ask you this. We play a couple games on this show. One of them is we guess the mystery voice, and you could win a prize announcement. A mystery voice for a prize announcement. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Why the hell not? Let's try it.
Sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
Who do you think that is? Listen again.
When I sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
Who do you think that is?
Kim Kardashian?
No, but that's a good guess, because it isn't a politician. Mike, I'm really glad that you found this radio show. I appreciate the radio station that clears this show, and I thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Zian, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I was calling in to say why I hate summer. So I hate summer because I live in Maine, and I love the winter. I just hate the heat, and I'm into skiing. There's a lot of that up here. So summer's just not my favorite season.
Are you listening on WLOB on Lobster Radio?
No, their AM station turns down to low power at night. Currently, I'm listening on WPXT on the AM radio.
Isn't that amazing that a station from Philadelphia does a better job for you than a local station in Maine? Therefore, I am deeply grateful. But I don't like skiing because I don't understand the appeal of recreation where it's colder. Why would you want to be colder?
Well, you just put on, you know, winter gear, and it's not that bad.
Okay. Would you like to play our mystery voice game? Guess who it is?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Let's see if we can find it here. We're not going to find it now. All right. More fun in just seconds at 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
This man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. The Labor Day forecast is basically wet in the eastern half of the country, unfortunately, with barbecue busters in the form of showers and thunderstorms for Monday, mostly due to upper-level energy, weak weather fronts, and tropical moisture. Now, it's not going to rain all the time, but there will be some times of showers. Most of this weather will occur in the southern plains across Texas and the Gulf Coastal states and south and central Atlantic coast states. The Northeast will see the wet weather mostly on Monday night and Tuesday with 1 to 3 inches of rain in a lot of places. The balance of the week should be quite nice, though, after Tuesday night and Wednesday with temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. The Midwest should also be quite nice, but the West is a different story, and that's in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, and we've got weather reports at 6 and 36 after every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan, the best strip club food in America. I'm naming names. Later, strippers on the loose. Sterling at night. He stole a plane to go to Walmart. Details later. People of Walmart. Sterling at night.
A judge in Florida gets suspended for calling a guy an a-hole in court. Really? That's it? I figure in Florida courts, they probably do crazy stuff like weighing you against a duck or something. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Oh my gosh, we're on KDKA and KFBK. This must be a very important giant radio show. 7 minutes past the hour. 7 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. I am live on Labor Day weekend, the second night of Labor Day weekend. We're live. No one else is live. Oh, my gosh. September 3rd was my birthday. Let's see what the horoscopes say about my birthday, which I share with Charlie Sheen, Sean White, Ferdinand Porsche, an engineer, and Alan Ladd, an actor. And that's it. Like, there are no other names. Other people have the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of England. No, I don't get any of that. Born today, you are perhaps, ready, the most charismatic individual born under your sign. And though you are almost certain to derive a great deal of personal benefit simply by being who you are, the fact is that such benefits mean less to you in the long run than the kinds of rewards that come from pushing yourself, learning new things, and expanding your range of knowledge and experience. You can be fiercely competitive, you bet, but you are always a good sport. You are magnanimous in victory and gracious when you lose, and you are always able to derive a great deal of fun from any contest, no matter how taxing it may be. That's it. That's all they've got for my birthday on September 3rd. I think I share that with the publisher of Radio Inc. Now, this was quite the story. The Bed Bath & Beyond executive, age 52, identified as a man who jumped to his death from the 18th floor of a New York City tower. Well, why did he jump to his death? This is not why he jumped to his death. All the articles say that Bed Bath & Beyond was about to lay off dozens of people. He reportedly sold over 42,000 shares in the company, often identified as a mem stock, for $1 million just over 2 weeks ago. At the time, he still owned 267,000 shares, valued at 606 point blah, blah, blah. Arnell moved to Bed Bath & Beyond from London, from Avon, where he had spent, and he had spent 20 years at Procter & Gamble. Arnell jumped to his death from the 18th floor of a 57-story building in Manhattan's Tribeca on Friday. It's called a Jenga building. I don't know why, but it must be designed by a guy named Jenga. Go look at this building. Forget about the plight of this poor man. It's a terrible story. Anybody who kills himself, it's a tragedy, because that isn't why you kill yourself. You don't kill yourself because of bad business. Or even if you think you're going to get caught doing something wrong or go to jail, you don't go to jail you don't kill yourself for that. You kill yourself like pickup sticks, one thing after another, after another, after another. And finally, the slightest thing, a cigarette that won't light, a car that won't start, a flat tire, that does it. One more thing that you can't handle, that does it. And inevitably you find out that the person was very isolated in profound ways, had no one to talk to. That's what they found out about addiction. That the people who are addictive behavior to drugs and alcohol, don't have a social network. They don't have anyone to talk to. No church, no relatives, no one to talk to, no one to put it in perspective. Whatever problems they have in their head live in their head, which is a very dangerous neighborhood even for you. When people recover from suicidal thoughts, psychosis, depression, inevitably whatever situation they're in that causes the recovery, that brings about the recovery, like Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, what do all of those programs do? They put their members in touch with other people in a way that makes it possible for them to talk. It's the talking cure. This poor guy had no one to talk to. He was isolated at the top of an office building in an apartment he couldn't afford, in a building he couldn't afford. He was overwhelmed by his expenses, his debt, and the situation he got his company into, he imagined. But if you're running a publicly held company, if you're the CFO of a publicly held company, there are hundreds of controls on your behavior. You can't just do things unilaterally, at least in fact. But you can imagine you're doing things unilaterally. It's terrifying. Charlie Green and his way too handsome son. His son is going to go to Rutgers, New Brunswick. There was a time when Rutgers... Why is my computer talking to me? There was a time when Rutgers, New Brunswick was really easy to get into. No more. No more. The fact that his kid got into Rutgers, New Brunswick is a big deal, Charlie. Congratulations to you and your son. I see in your Facebook photos that your kid finally cut his hair. I think that may have helped him get in. Just a hunch, just saying. I want to talk to you about why you're happy that summer is over, because I'm very happy that summer is over. I find that summer is isolating, socially draining, because I have to do things that are not normal, such as be pleasant. It's not normal for me to be pleasant. You're driving an 18-wheeler. It's not normal for you to be pleasant. The reason why this show is huge success is because you and I are the same. You're isolated, alone in your work, in an 18-wheeler. To me, the coolest thing about an 18-wheeler, I've never told anybody this, you're driving an 18-wheeler. Everybody in radio has a sucker punch. Here's our sucker punch. We loves buttons and knobs. We love to push buttons that light up. Everybody in radio loves to push buttons that light up. It's a fetish. You look at the dashboard of an 18-wheeler, there are all those toggle switches, cool toggle switches, often on a beautiful wood panel. And you flip it up, and a light goes on. And you flip another one up, and all the lights go on outside. Hundreds of lights go on outside. It is the neatest thing. Overworking only gets you so far, and it doesn't get you too far. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I will talk about that in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's time. You open up your linen closet, and what do you see? You see the same sheets you saw 6 months ago, a year ago. And there's nothing wrong with them. You take good care of them. That's why they're beautiful sheets. But isn't it time to give your sheets new friends? New friends from My Pillow, Percal sheets, beautiful Percal sheets. There are certain words we never look up. We don't find out what Percal means. What it means is a thicker thread count, a denser thread count, which means a more comfortable sleeping experience. You deserve that. You deserve a better sleeping experience, and you get it with the My Pillow Percal sheets. Here's the phone number. There's somebody there right now to talk to you. 800-844-0876. Please call them right now to prove to them that this show sells product. 800-844-0876. use my name, Walter. And here's what you get. The price of the Percal sheets drops from $89.98 to $39.98. A $50 price drop just with a phone call and my name, Walter. Call 800-844-0876. Ask them about the sheets. Get the full range of colors. You won't believe what they've got. 800-844-0876. Think about your linen closet. Think about how much better it would be if it had some extra interesting colors like black or pink or mauve or sea mist. Those colors are available to you right now if you call MyPillow at 800-844-0876. Use my name, Walter, and the price drops from $89.98 to $39.98.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You deserve to work for yourself. You should be working for yourself. Do you really want somebody, some other grown-up, to tell you when to wake up, when to come to work? No. You want to invest all of that time and energy in your own business, and now you can. Social Indoor is the name of the franchise that you can invest in and have your own territories and your own opportunities to make money. Social Indoor installs a large computer screen in the most luxurious restrooms in your area, in your franchise area. What goes on those computer screens? Whatever you want to sell. And then when people come in, they see the ads that you have sold. I don't know how to sell. Sure you do. You're going to sell it to the retailers, the friends that you've got, the professionals in your community who you've known for years, and it's time to monetize those relationships. You do it with Social Indoor. This is not a formal offering, which can only be made through a prospectus. Find it on their website, Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, first Florida Story, there's a viral video that shows a bull at a rodeo, gets upset, escapes from his pen, and then starts running through the crowd. Whee! And it's easy to forget that Florida is very much part of the South. See, that sounds like something that would happen in like a Texas or a Georgia or a Tennessee, but no, that can happen in Florida too. You want to hear some of it? It's fun. Check this out. This is just great. There he goes. All right. Just jumped over the pen, and now it's in the crowd. Oh, my goodness. And so people are trying to run up the bleachers, and the cow can't go up the bleachers, so they... One of the cowboys in the arena goes and ropes him from inside the arena over the fence. Good times. Good times.
Wait, Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Venus. There's the Florida Gator Gardens, where a Florida man who works at the wildlife park and trains the alligators lost his hand. No, it wasn't in a car crash or in a wheat combine or something. It was a gator. You're never going to guess. His excuse was the gator got distracted by a leaf or something and clamped down on his left hand when normally he had never done that. Well, of course he'd never done that before. Or you wouldn't have a left hand. The x-ray is absolutely brutal. It looks like it snapped his bones like a couple of chicka sticks. This isn't the first time he's had a problem. In 2013, he almost lost a hand in a similar incident. But he says he plans on healing up and getting right back to work with gators again. Dude, you didn't learn your lesson? You almost died. You lost a hand. You're going to go work with them again? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't ask for a whole lot in a workplace. But I prefer to work in one where you can be eaten by a dinosaur.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, and James Parker is a great broadcaster. And James Copeland was the producer of our show during the week, who put together all of these brilliant pieces of production. And then that son of a gun, he went and got a full-time job in Coffeyville, Kansas, and he thought that was a good day. He's going to do mornings at the big radio station in Coffeyville, Kansas. And James Copeland, I wish you the best, because you're the best guy I've ever had the privilege of working with. Now I am bereft. I asked James Parker to please help me put together the show tonight. And he said, okay, and Henry Machette is putting together the show tonight, and I'm in very good hands, which means what? you're in very good hands. But I'm going to need an actual producer pretty darn soon, which is terrifying to me. But I will find one. Now, let's see. All right, there's Drew, our food delivery guy in Las Vegas. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Did you get us somebody in Ukraine yet?
No, but I just want to say, Walter, my name is Charles Arthur Graham III of Public Radio. And for the next 2 hours, we're going to speak about the differences of hard and soft wood. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Okay, let's see if you can identify this voice. Why isn't it playing? There. Let's see if we can identify this voice. Doo-doo-doo. Why am I having endless problems with this?
I did hear it earlier.
Yeah, but I'm not hearing it. What is that? What is that? Hold on. Let's fix this.
No, not hearing it now. This is crazy. I did hear it earlier.
Who is that?
I mean, this is crazy.
What was that?
Get rid of it. I mean, this is crazy.
My pillow guy.
Who?
My pillow guy.
No, I want a name, but thank you very much for your call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Coming up in 15 minutes, James Parker, who does Florida Stories, will be sharing airtime with us, thanks to the magic of Comrex. The magic of Comrex. If you can identify this voice, why was that hard to play?
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
You'll win a prize announcement. First, there was the Great Resignation, but now there's a new workplace trend that seems to be sweeping the country. Quiet quitting. Quiet quitting isn't necessarily about leaving your job altogether. Why be honest? Instead, it refers to simply doing the bare minimum, which is what strippers do all the time. The term is going viral on social media, particularly on TikTok. Quiet quitting is in stark contrast to the hustle culture, the go-getter mentality that promotes consistent leap out for performing and exceeding expectations. Although quiet quitting is a relatively new term, a large number of workers are doing it already. Listen to this. The trend of quiet quitting is also shown in the amount of time people put into their work. In this survey, one-third of respondents say they have reduced their weekly work hours by more than 50%. Here's the thing. All of the work laws and all of the determination of how much you should work was created in 1890. In 1890, when the first machines were put into buildings, and they said, stand here and make lathes, make fabric, make baskets, there was a determination of how long you could stand to do that. And then that was translated to thought work, advertising, public relations, writing books, editing books. All of that was turned into 40 hours a week for everything, which makes no sense. My brother is a brilliant businessman, unlike me, and my brother is a brilliant businessman, and when people come to work for him and they really want the job, you know what they always say to my brother? They say, well, I'll be here at 5 in the morning. I'll work until it's done. I'll work until it's necessary. I'll work 6 days a week. My brother looks at them and go, well, you won't be very happy here because I work 3.5 days a week. I work 7 or 8 hours a day sometimes, and we get everything done. And that's the truth. Most of your day, unless you're actually doing physical work like driving a truck, for whom I have great respect, unless you're doing physical work, does not take 40 hours a week. It does not take 8 hours a day. That is an arbitrary amount that somebody in 1892 came up with in Minnesota. That's where they came up with it. And now you're sitting there in Jersey going, yeah, but I, my job is to think of slogans. I thought of a great slogan, and I'm done. I thought of my slogan for the week. I don't have to do any more. I'll go eat a hot dog at Five Points and look busy. I'll go eat at Pink's and look busy. That's what people do. Most of the time, I've seen it myself. I am guilty of it myself. Most of the time, people who work in the big office towers or even the little office towers spend most of their time trying to look busy, not because they're lazy, but because they have done all they really needed to do to accomplish a task that would contribute to the profitability of a company. That's it. That's why people go on break a lot, because they're really like, I really don't need to go do this anymore. I'm done for the day. It's done. Yet you and I have no control over when it's done. The great thing about McDonald's is, thanks to McDonald's, we know when breakfast is over. If it wasn't for McDonald's, how would we know when breakfast was over? And isn't it astonishing at McDonald's that even though they can do nothing else with precision, the fries are never ready, the ice cream machine is always broken. Hold this thought. The ice cream machine is always broken. The shake machine is always broken, which is amazing, because what put McDonald's into business were the shake machines. Roy Kroc was selling shake machines, and he started selling them coast to coast, and that's how McDonald's got into business. Now, I don't know why that sound comes. Now, it's crazy. So you go to McDonald's, you know when breakfast is over. Boy, they're militaristic about that. 11:01, you're not going to get breakfast. Not going to happen. That's where the precision is. But that's it. But you and I don't need these arbitrary units of time in order to do our work. I remember when I first started working, and I did a lot of quote-unquote creative work, I had to come in with ideas. I'd do them in the shower. I'd get the ideas in the shower. I'd get the ideas on the way to work, because everybody's different. I could not think creatively in the workplace. Too many distractions, too many people asking me questions. I just couldn't do it. I had to do it at home or on the way to work, where there was a level playing field, no distractions. And then I'd come in and here's the answer. And sometimes, I don't know if you've ever done this, I'd parse out the answers to their problems. Because if I gave it to them all at once, what are we going to do tomorrow? Did you ever do that? I don't think that's a crime. But that's what happens sometimes, because today's workplace is not in sync with the realities of the charges. This is a three-hour network radio show, and my name is Walter M. Sterling. It's called Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me? I can't hear anything.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Strong high pressure over Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming guarantees more triple-digit heat in the American West, from North Dakota all the way to California and the desert southwest. Death Valley, California set a record high for September of 127 degrees 2 days ago. And all the time, the records have been kept there. The highest is ever 134, and that's in jeopardy. Vegas up to 112, Sacramento to 115, San Diego over 100 in some parts, L.A. well into the 90s. Now, relief is in sight by next weekend, when a tropical storm might develop over the Baja California coast and spread clouds and maybe even rain to Southern California, maybe even Vegas, but we'll see what happens. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan, the best strip club food in America. I'm naming names. Later, strippers on the loose. Sterling at night. He stole a plane to go to Walmart. Details later. People of Walmart. Sterling at night.
Really, these are remarkable features, aren't they? Aren't they, James? James Parker, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We have strippers on the loose. And news from Walmart. Is there any other network? Is there any other radio show that features this? All these jerks who do million-dollar morning shows, the morning zoo people, they don't do anything like that.
Well, it's in the tradition of Carol Burnett, Saturday Night Live, and a lot of other people blaze the trail that we're now walking through proudly.
On tiptoes. Now, let's talk about Saturday Night Live, James Parker. Saturday Night Live made a terrible mistake. When they had Kate McKinnon come out after Hillary Clinton lost and play the piano to the song of Hallelujah celebrating the fact that she was a great woman, but oh gee, she lost. At that moment, I say that Saturday Night Live was over, done, finished, and has never recovered. How do you feel about that show now?
I'm a big fan. Politically, I don't really lean the way that they do, and I didn't really find it as off-putting as a lot of people claim. They're still really talented. They're still putting out comedy that's not political. You know, at least half the show's not political. You know, like, what's up with that? How is that political? It's not. It's just hilarious. Black Jeopardy, hilarious. So, you know, it's not my preference, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I didn't think they fell off that much. And there's a huge turnover in cast this year. And so even if that did bother you, you have reason to be optimistic that that wasn't like the end of Saturday Night Live. It was just the beginning of a very political phase. And they're probably coming out of it right now.
The show is not cast by or run by people who are just out of college anymore. It started that way, but it isn't that way anymore. And the fact is that the executive producer of the show, who's clearly a genius beyond all belief, at some point, he isn't a little out of touch because of his age. He's a little out of his touch because he's insanely wealthy. And the greatest divide between one person and another is how rich are those two people? Well, he's richer than anybody.
Yeah, is he one of these guys that even pumps his own gas anymore? So that's these are all good points, but I think you know, these recent casts have endured. You mentioned Kate McKinnon. I think I can make a good argument that she very well may be the most versatile, if not best, cast member Saturday Night Live has ever had. I know a lot of people are going, oh, no. But when, in 10, 20 years, we're going to talk about Kate McKinnon like we talk about John Belushi and Will Ferrell and the other greats.
Well, I'm like you in that I don't care about somebody's political point of view. I don't care as long as they're funny. But let me tell you something Lorne Michaels said, and he got away with it. I don't know how he got away with it. Right when Harvey Weinstein was arrested and taken in, everybody watched that week to see how they would make fun of Harvey Weinstein. What bits were they going to do about Harvey Weinstein? And they did nothing. And Lorne was asked, well, how come you didn't do anything about Harvey Weinstein? How come you didn't make fun of Harvey Weinstein? And, you know, he looked at that camera startled, and he said, it's a New York thing. Like, what did he say? It's a New York thing. He was that tone deaf as to what a big deal that was to you and me. I think this is what would help. If you don't agree, that's fine. Here's what I think would help that show. Blow up the set. Start again. That's a 35-year-old set. Change the format. I don't know. Start with the musical act first. It would also be good if you had musical acts who had two hits and not just one. And I'd start with that. But then I would work hard to get talent who is only of appeal to 22-year-olds and not 52-year-olds. Work at that. They could integrate newer, more modern comedians better than they do now. Too many of the people, you know, the ones who have been on five times, they're 60 years old.
Well, there's sort of a tradition in Saturday Night Live of having, you know, older hosts and some older cast members. But you're right. There's something about being incredibly wealthy for the last, what, 40 years that, you know, not only is that a long time, that's the majority of his life. He spent more time being one of these ultra wealthy guys than he has being a common person that the show is supposed to appeal to. And I don't know if that's necessarily affected the casting or direction of the show, but it certainly can't help.
And a great deal of his wealth did not come from the show. It came from the movies he was able to produce as a result of that show. Oh, and gee, his executive producer credit for The Tonight Show and the show that comes on after The Tonight Show. This is in man controls NBC's money.
Well, maybe we need to talk better about him and he can get us one of them jobs. I'd like to host.
That's a really good point. Now, are there other things that concern you? Isn't it troublesome that this is Labor Day weekend and nobody works? Shouldn't everybody be working on Labor Day?
Right. It's not named properly. But no, I was listening to what you were saying earlier about the guys in the high-rise buildings that have to look busy. I've had one of those jobs before, and I really perfected my technique on looking busy. First off, can I just run down the top three pointers?
Yes, okay. Please do.
So here's the bullet points. If you've done all your work for the week and you don't want anyone to question that you have nothing to do, first off, you get a folder, you put a whole lot of paper in it. It doesn't have to be anything on it. It could all be blank. No one cares. No one's going to look anyway. And then you got to walk around the office and try and walk in front of as many people as you can. Like, walk past them, but walk fast. You know, you're not sprinting. You're not running from the cops. You're not, you know, running to the bathroom because you have the trots. You're just annoyed even and have that look on your face. Look like this is such a pain to carry this folder around and having to walk fast. And so you just do a couple laps around the office. If there's more than one floor, go up to the other floor. Walk around that sucker too. You know, part of it is about killing time, but it's amazing how you just getting FaceTime, just people seeing you walking around, walking fast, everyone will come away with an opinion that you've been busting your hump all week, even if you just did 15 minutes of work and then coasted.
That is the great James Parker. You and I are talking about the fact that 40 hours a week is not necessary to do most jobs, but most employers are stuck with 40 hours a week to define a full-time job by their state departments of labor. That's crazy. It's 43 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I love talking to the MyPillow people. The MyPillow customer service people are waiting to talk to you right now and answer every question you've got about the Percal sheets. The Percal sheets are the premium sheets with a dense thread count. The dense thread count, what does that mean? A more comfortable sleep. A more comfortable sleep. Here's the number to call, 800-844-0876. When you call them, ask them every question. How long will these last? They got a 10-year warranty on them. 10-year. Your car doesn't have a 10-year warranty. And it's got a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy in the next 60 days, send it back. You'll get all your money back. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. It's no risk. If you're not happy with these sheets in the next 60 days, you send them back. 800-844-0876. But here's the best part, the price. These sheets are normally $89.98. They're going to be price dropped by $50 to $39.98 just by saying, Walter! All you have to do is say, Walter, and the price drops $50. Whoa. So please give it a call, 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. These sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, no risk, and a 10-year warranty. Your car, your wife didn't come with a warranty of 10 years. $89.98 to $39.98, a $50 price drop. Call 800-844-0876, MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I don't want to have sex. You're my wife, for God's sake.
This man is named Corey Wayne Patterson. And it was kind of a crime of convenience at the Tupelo airfield. There was a plane all gassed up and ready to go. And young Patterson said, you know what? I'm going to take a flight. And then he started making social media claims. Like he was going to fly his plane into Walmart. Tupelo, Mississippi, now famous for amazing pilots in Walmart, is also known as the home of Elvis Presley. Elvis just recently had a birthday. I'm sure that Mr. Patterson's emotions had taken him on. Corey Patterson flew around, landed his plane 40 miles away, promptly arrested, and he just wanted you to know he's sorry. No need to apologize to us, Corey Wayne Patterson. The values at Walmart, they will drive anyone to steal a plane, a car, a boat, to get to Walmart quickly. And yes, who hasn't thought about just driving through the front door of Walmart to run in for values? I certainly haven't. And my guess is, if you're being honest, you're listening right now, you've thought about it as well. Those values are incredible. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. There's James Parker. James Parker does Florida stories. A great privilege to have him with us live.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
And we're talking about how you get away with going to work 40 hours a week, but you don't actually have 40 hours a week worth of work. I will tell you, in my experience, James, the key that many people miss is this. The boss gets in at a specific time each day, usually the same time each day. It does you no good to be there long after they have left. You know, I put in a 50-hour week. I'm here till 9 at night. Well, that doesn't do you any good if your boss leaves at 4, but got in at 6 in the morning. And when they got in at 6 in the morning, did they see you? Well, if they didn't see you, it doesn't matter how late you stay at night. That's one of the key things I have found. James Parker.
Totally agree. It's also super important to do the lesson I learned from Seinfeld, and it helps if you look angry. It helps if every once in a while when someone comes in your office, they feel like they're interrupting something very important. And that was a rule from George Costanza that I took, and I really matured it and evolved the technique where I added the folder with paper. I added the walking fast, but also, you know, that kernel of truth, though, stands the test of time. Looking angry, being angry, people assume that not only are you working, you must be working harder than they are because they're not having that bad of a time.
I learned something at a radio station in Orlando, Florida, run by a woman with three names, and which I believe is true of all radio stations in Florida. And what I learned was this. I got to the radio station at like 8:30 in the morning. We had a meeting at 8:45 or 9:00. And when I walked into that radio station, there was nobody there. And I mean nobody. She was scheduled to get in at like 8:55, 9:00. Okay. At 10 of 9 exactly 5 minutes before she was supposed to get there, there was a flotilla of employees that entered that building all at once. Those 50 people knew exactly when she got in, and they were going to be there 120 seconds before she got in. So when she got in, she saw everybody there. Meanwhile, I had seen the fact that no one had been there 10 minutes before. So they knew how she was. They knew they had better be there when she gets in.
Well, and those people are smart to do that. Look,
yes.
That works. And the one thing that I've always chuckled at is when they do the studies on how much being a sycophant, flattering your boss, really does work. Sucking up to the management that's above you making these decisions. That stuff actually works. And people like to think that they're above it or whatever, but the guy that's sucking up to you, you know, you just can't help it if you're a human being on some level to find that appealing. And who can blame you? It's better than the guy that's a jerk. So, the lesson here is, you know, contain your pride. Go ahead and knock that chip off your shoulder and play the game. Get there before your boss does. When they leave, you can leave. And in the meantime, just suck up as hard as you can. And these are the ways you better your chances of getting ahead in the world, more so than skill and hard work and perseverance and all that garbage.
Skill and hard work is threatening to many a boss. Very few know how to handle that. They don't know how to manage that and give you credit. They think you're a threat, regardless of what you're supposed to be doing. The other thing I've noticed is one simple phrase, show up. Many jobs, you've seen it. You've seen it like with on-air talent, and you're like, how does that guy have middays? Or how is that the top billing salesman? Well, the answer is they show up. They come to work on time. They go to the meetings on time. They do what they're supposed to do. They may not do any more, but they show up. And I can tell you as an employer for years, I came to value that fact, that just knowing that that guy was always going to be the first in the meeting, that that guy was going to go forth and take about around my message, was a very valuable guy. Show up.
Yeah, and it makes you look back at the things that annoyed you in high school and junior high and whatnot, you know, having to go through these formalities or fill out this paperwork or do these extra steps or give this sort of weird presentation that's totally unnecessary. Is, you know what, that really did kind of prepare you for the real world. There's a lot of just functionary stuff that has nothing to do with your actual job that it does end up being important. And if you've ever been on the other side of that management table, which I know you have, you can kind of see, like, oh, this is why they make you go through that. This is why they make you learn how to fill out all this dumb paperwork. You know, the annoying things in high school do not go away when you get into the real world. They just put a tie on them and give them a better name.
Now, here's interesting news. It turns out that supermarkets hide the cheaper food. They actually put the cheaper food in places that you can't easily find it. Notably, this is the two places where they hide the cheaper food: baby aisles and, quote, world foods. One of the things I found interesting was I was looking at the big supermarket where I live. In the world food section, I was like, you're kidding? Are all of the Taco Bell products? They consider Taco Bell exotic international food. And I found that disturbing.
Yeah, there are a few things that are less exotic than a Taco Bell, you know, for the average American. I do find that hilarious. But I am actually a student of how they do the product placement in the grocery stores. And so for, like, when you go to the cereal aisle, they put all the really cheap, just core value cereals on the bottom. You know, your Corn Flakes and your Frosted Flakes and your Cheerios. But then it gets weird because in the middle two shelves, all the eyeballs on all the mascots on your children's cereal are looking 9 degrees down because they are all programmed not to be looking at you, but to be looking at your kids. So they're programmed to be looking, if this is the average shelf height that the cereal box is going to be at, what's the average eye level of the 9-year-old, which is our target demo? And so it gets down to that level of precision. So I just love having these conversations because you find out that people are really going through a lot of effort to sell you food.
And those companies pay a fortune for those shelf placements and end aisle displays. They pay a ton of money to get it eye level with your kid. Now, James Parker, where can I find your podcast on the Sterling on Sunday website? Where can we find your podcast and when do they drop?
So if you go to WalterSterlingShow.com, there's a whole section of the website dedicated to the segment of Florida Stories. And the top where you see the menu, it says Florida Stories. Anyone can figure it out. Click on it. You don't even have to really be good in English and you can figure this out. And then all of the episodes pop up on that page right there. But if you're already listening to podcasts somewhere else, you know, if it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, whatever, just look for Florida Stories. It's pretty much everywhere.
James Parker, we've always enjoyed having you on Sterling on Sunday. I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a great 4-day week. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. The Labor Day forecast is basically wet in the eastern half of the country, unfortunately, with barbecue busters in the form of showers and thunderstorms for Monday, mostly due to upper-level energy, weak weather fronts, and tropical moisture. Now, it's not going to rain all the time, but there will be some times of showers. Most of this weather will occur in the southern plains across Texas and the Gulf Coastal states and south and central Atlantic coast states. The Northeast will see the wet weather mostly on Monday night and Tuesday with 1 to 3 inches of rain in a lot of places. The balance of the week should be quite nice, though, after Tuesday night and Wednesday with temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. The Midwest should also be quite nice, but the West is a different story, and that's in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, and we've got weather reports at 6 and 36 after every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we're going to Valrico, What you have is a family of six, mom, dad, four kids. Housing's getting expensive, so they think they found a pretty good deal here. There's a rental online that's listed for $1,350 a month. Wow. And it also includes utilities, cable, Wi-Fi, and water. Wow. So they call the listing, and the guy says, yes, if you want to go check out the house tonight, go ahead. I can't be there tonight, but the code to the front door is yada yada. So they go and they put in the code and it works. And they check it out and it looks amazing. It's not that big, but it's big enough for their family, and what a deal. So then they talk to the guy on Facebook Messenger again, and they say, hey, let's get on the phone. So he gave him a phone number. They called him. So now they're talking to a human being. This is all seeming starting to sound real. So they give him a call. He says, here's what I can do. I can go ahead and send you a lease that you can sign via email. I'm going to need a security deposit and first month's rent. And he got paid through Zelle. That's sort of like the PayPal or Venmo for Chase, you know, the bank Chase. So when he got the money and the document signed, they officially, on the paperwork, looked like they were supposed to move in. So they moved in. All seems legit. Well, they've only been there 2 days and the air conditioner breaks. So they call their landlord, hey, can we get this fixed? He gets very irate, asks them to pay a service fee to send a repairman out there. They check the lease. That's not what the lease says. So they go do a little more digging, and this guy doesn't even own the house. So here's how this scam works. The guy goes and applies to get a lease on a house. He gets turned down, but now he has the code to the front door. So he goes and makes his own listing on a different website for the same thing, gets the money wired directly to him. And now the family has gotten a letter saying they need to vacate immediately or the law will get involved. And of course, this is a bummer for them because now they have nowhere to go. I would think maybe they could just rent it from the people who actually own it, but that would be too easy, wouldn't it, Florida? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is this?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I have a very close friend in New York City who sublet a beautiful, insanely gorgeous apartment, crazy beautiful. Three bedrooms, guest room, top floor, unobstructed views of lower Manhattan. Beautiful. 110-year-old building with original wood plank floors, those 1 foot wide wood plank floors. And they sublet it from the guy who, it was a co-op or something, who owned the apartment. After a couple months, they find out that he didn't own anything, that he was a renter. And they had sublet it from a renter. And now the person who actually did own the apartment was not too happy. Well, here's the amazing news that only happens in New York. They all go to court, but they didn't go to housing court. Now, housing court is rigged in favor of tenants. In New York City, this is the only place where that's true, but it's rigged in favor of tenants. They went to civil court, and this dragged on for almost 3 years. And it turns out my friend won. And he got to stay there. He gets to stay there. He gets like a forever lease at market rate, which is, stabilized rent, which is like $8 or $9 a month. But boy, this poor guy had to go through 3 months of court, three years of court, and put all of the money for rent into escrow. This is our Midnight Misfit Hour. If you don't fit in, if you don't feel comfortable in the summer because you have to suddenly wear an undershirt or shorts, I hate wearing shorts, or you find yourself in backyard barbecues where there are flies and bugs and people say things like, hey, you want to play tennis? No. Hey, why don't you come into our pool? No, I won't be coming into your pool. Or worse, hey, let's go down to the lake. I'm not going down to the lake. Yeah, we got a nice dock. You do not have a nice dock. You have a floating dock. There is nothing more threatening to me than a floating dock. And my friend Charlie, listener Charlie, said it's Mook or it's Musk. It's some horrible thing that gathers on the ladders of docks that you will instantly slip. The minute I hit one of those ladders on a dock, first of all, why can't the ladders be at a slant? They're never on a slant. They're always straight up and down. which is hard for me, and it always was hard for me, still hard for me. But now the bottom rungs of that ladder are in the water, and they're covered with moss. If I go down to the bottom of that ladder, what am I going to do? I'm going to hit round rocks covered in moss that are slippery as heck. But wait, is that an eel? Has an eel slipped through my legs? Terrifying. Just terrifying. Is that a fish? I don't want any fish around my knees. And the people who can jump off a dock or dive off a dock, like my dad used to be able to do, how the hell do you do that? The way I want to get into the water, lake, or pool is I want three mermaids to carry me down, put me in the water, and put caviar in my mouth. That's how I want to get into the water. That's why I don't like summer. Because all I'd want to do in summer, this is true, I swear to you, I've never admitted this to anybody before. This is what I like to do in summer, true. I like to go into a comfortable car, pull it into the shade, turn up the air conditioner as high as it will go, and listen to the radio for a very long time. When I was a kid, right before I could get my driver's license, my grandfather had a beautiful Chrysler Fifth Avenue. It was gold with a black vinyl top and a black interior. And I'd get in that car, and he'd let me start it, and I'd run that gas. But, oh, my God, the air conditioning in that car was crazy. Now what I do when I'm forced to go on vacation with my in-laws, the worst possible experience. I sit in there in the guest house. I put the air conditioning at 50. I find something interesting on cable, such as flying saucers and Nazi UFOs. Fascinating on the History Channel. I watch that for hours. I drink Diet Pepsi, and I do that all day. That's a vacation to me. Meanwhile, everybody's saying, hey, you want to go down to the beach? No. Too humid, too many bugs, no interest. That's my personal experience. This year, at that damn vacation, this was so horrible. I said, you know, I'll go get the food for everybody. I'll go get the food. Give me a credit card, because one of them is really rich, and they were our host. No, let your kids go. What do you mean, let my kids go? Let my two daughters go to the supermarket. They wanted my two daughters, the 17-year-old and the 19-year-old. They were going to go to the supermarket, not me. Well, it turns out those jerks were not going to trust me with a credit card. He was not going to hand me a credit card. This guy's got millions and millions of dollars. Let's say I went insane. Let's say I bought the big jumbo family size of Fritos. Let's say I did that. Would that threaten his financial security in any way, shape, or form? No. I might go insane and buy five peaches instead of four, 7 ears of corn instead of six. I mean, what are you going to do in a supermarket? How insane are you going to go in a supermarket? Not two. They wouldn't let me go.
Well, if you had brought your own money, you could have done it.
Well, I don't have my own money. I'm in radio. Those of us in radio, if our last name isn't Stern, we have no money. That's the beauty of our industry. It's called a glamour industry. Glamour industries like magazines are industries where people work for free or have wealthy parents or relatives, and it gives them the privilege and the opportunity to work for free and have a good time. And then they go to fancy restaurants and have mimosas. That's their careers. Well, there are no mimosas here, boy. Let me promise you that. And as glamorous as this gets, I am in the laundry room of my home, my own home. We are in the laundry room of our own home. Now let me go on to this. This is very important. Just when I think I'm making progress and I'm starting to get membership things to things, Dorothy and Liz, this is when I'm starting to get membership things. You ready for this? I get this email. It says Walmart membership cancellation. Hi, Walter. The payment method for Walmart was declined. Well, it's Walmart Plus was declined. So we had to cancel your current plan. Please update your credit card or add a new form of payment to continue enjoying the benefits. you'll have to reselect a plan to resume your service. Here's an overview of your records. It says issue, payment declined. Selected plan, month to month. On a month-to-month plan, 1 month was declined, and my membership to Walmart Plus was canceled. How humiliating is it to have your membership to Walmart Plus declined? I don't even remember what Walmart Plus is. Do you know what it is? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I'm so arrogant that I believe it is a great honor and privilege for me to cross the entranceway to any Walmart. I also believe there are three distinct types of Walmarts. 888-688-9258. I believe there is the Nirvana Walmart, where you walk in and your feet don't stick to the floor. And there are no lines at the checkout counters. You walk in, and every shelf is stocked with what you want. There it is. You buy it, and you're happy. Then there are the random Walmarts, which make no sense. They set them up in facilities that are too small. I went into a Walmart, I swear to God, that had a grocery section. I'm looking around for, where can I get the hamburger meat? Where's the hamburger meat? They had no meat. They had no meat in the grocery section of a Walmart. And then there are the gangsta Walmarts, the gangsta Walmarts. This is a Walmart you go into, and at midnight you'll hear babies crying. There aren't supposed to be babies in a Walmart at midnight. It's not supposed to happen. And where there are, in fact, police reports that there have been shootings in those Walmarts. That is the gangsta Walmart. Best to go there at 3 in the afternoon. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a three-hour live radio show, and I want you here for all 3 hours so we can enjoy each other. This is our Midnight Misfit time, where if you don't fit in, or if in your head you don't think you fit in, you don't fit in, you do, here, for 1 hour every week. This is Sterling on Sunday. Isn't it great when you open up your linen closet and you see all the beautiful sheets, towels, blankets that you've got? What a collection you've got. You take care of them. That's why they're in good shape. Now you have an opportunity to give them new friends. There are Percal sheets for sale at MyPillow. The Percal sheets at MyPillow are beautiful, beautifully colored. They've got black, red, pink, white, whatever color you can imagine, it's at MyPillow. But call them now, because there's a live operator standing by right now who wants to talk to you. When you talk to that operator, say, your promo code, and no one else has this, is Walter. Say, my promo code is Walter, and you know what's going to happen? The Percal sheets, which are normally $89.98, will drop in price to $39.98. That's right. They'll drop $50 when you just say my name. $89.98 to $39.98. Here's the phone number. You ready? 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. And what are you gonna reach when you call that number? You're not gonna reach a machine. You're not gonna reach an automatic anything. You're gonna reach a nice person who knows everything about those sheets and will answer every question you've got. No obligation. Just call them. Ask your questions. 800-844-0876. These sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, no risk, and a 10-year warranty. Your car, your wife, didn't come with a warranty of 10 years. $89.98 to $39.98, a $50 price drop. Call 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You deserve to work for yourself. You should be working for yourself. Do you really want somebody, some other grown-up, to tell you when to wake up, when to come to work? No. You want to invest all of that time and energy in your own business, and now you can. Social Indoor is the name of the franchise that you can invest in and have your own territories and your own opportunities to make money. Social Indoor installs a large computer screen in the most luxurious restrooms in your area, in your franchise area. What goes on those computer screens? Whatever you want to sell. And then when people come in, they see the ads that you have sold. I don't know how to sell. Sure you do. You're going to sell it to the retailers, the friends that you've got, the professionals in your community who you've known for years, and it's time to monetize those relationships. You do it with Social Indoor. This is not a formal offering, which can only be made through a prospectus. Find it on their website, Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
Drew has the job you want. He is a chef on a super yacht off the coast of Miami. Drew, are you on a super yacht right now, or are you sitting on the shore?
I am sitting, actually, very well much so inland tonight, sir. I'm in Sebring.
In Sebring, which is a beautiful town.
And I love it here. Nice and quiet.
Yeah, and it's in fact where one of our best affiliates is, which is run by Michael Ewing, a fantastic radio station general manager. Now, what advice do you have for me when I get on a super yacht and there are other passengers who are extremely annoying? They're paying as much as I'm paying. How should I manage the other passengers who are drunk?
As an employee or as a guest?
As a guest.
That's a good question. I would imagine if you're on a super yacht, it's quite easy to avoid someone. There's plenty of places that you can hide, plenty of places you can run to. That would be my best suggestion. As an employee, we have to contend with them. We have to cater to them and just make sure that they keep happy, as annoying as they may be. And trust me, there's a lot of annoying people that come on the boats.
Now, on the below deck shows that we see on Bravo, there's a lot of talk about water toys, where they have these jet skis and the slides and all these things that go into the water. What, in your experience, is the most popular water toy?
It's the slide, definitely slide. You hook it up to the top level, which is usually the flybridge, and you just slide yourself all the way down there. It's really cool. And then there's also the tow-behind water toys that they have. Those are pretty fun, too.
And do people go fishing on these boats, or is that too much work?
No, absolutely not. Not on our boat, that's for sure not. We can't afford to have smelly fish being caught on board and what have you. But we do take folks to areas where they can fish, that's for sure. That's what they want to do. We make it happen for them.
And when the fish comes up, what happens then?
I usually handle it myself. They'll bring it over to the galley, hand it to me from the boat straight up to the galley, and I'll take care of it in there for them. And cook it, of course.
Right. Now, I'll tell you a quick story. I had my honeymoon in Bora Bora. And we're sitting on the beach in Bora. Yeah, it was really nice. We're sitting on the beach in Bora Bora, and a fishing boat comes up to the beach. And he takes out three wahoos. And then the chef comes out and takes them in, and that's what we had for dinner that night. I mean,
well, listen to this. When we go to Bimini, as you say that, it's taking me right to Bimini. When we pull up, as we're pulling up, a lot of the local fishermen, they know our boat already because we made a lot of trips to that area there. So as soon as they see us, they're coming right up to us. And you talk about fresh food. I mean, the lobsters are still wiggling. The fish are still moving. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Bahamas and you ask for fresh fish, you're actually getting fish that's sitting on ice. And they frown at that. What you got to ask for when you're there is new fish. New fish is fish that comes right out of the water, right to your plate. That's good fish right there.
That's actually the most valuable piece of information that you've shared with us, which is you don't ask for fresh fish, you ask
fresh
for
fish,
new
right.
fish.
New fish, absolutely. New fish. Yeah, and when you say new fish, they're going to look at you and know what you're talking about. So then they won't try to scam you, because of course they have fresh fish and they have new fish also. You know, but with me, they know my face. They get top dollar for bringing us, you know, the best. And we always get that for all of our guests on the boat. Always top shelf everything, quite naturally.
If My listener wants to get in touch with you for advice on renting a yacht, behaving on a yacht. How can they get in touch with you? Even though you'll be back on next week, they may have questions during the week. How should they do that, Drew?
They can contact me on my Facebook page, which is Chef Drew Khani, K-H-A-N-I. And you can send me a message there. And I get, I check on it quite often. So that would be the best place. Also, you can go there and see some of a lot of pictures from my trips and what have you.
Spell your last name again.
It's K-H-A-N-I.
All right. Next week, Drew is going to have a spectacular and exotic story for us on Sterling on Sunday. All right. I really appreciate you being on the show. I hope you enjoy being on the show. You realize this puts
I sure do.
This puts you a level above all the other chefs on these exotic yachts. You realize this?
I tell you what, I'm a humble dude. I really appreciate you giving me the platform to tell my stories. That's what I really appreciate because I've got tons of them, you know, and that's worth more than anything to me. So thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, sir. I appreciate it. This is Sterling on Sunday, 3 hours every Sunday night. Isn't this amazing? Don't you sit there and say to yourself, why isn't he on every night? Why do I have to listen to somebody screaming at the Democrats every night instead of Walter? I don't know. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Strong high pressure over Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming guarantees more triple-digit heat in the American West from North Dakota all the way to California and the desert southwest. Death Valley, California set a record high for September of 127 degrees 2 days ago. And all the time, the records have been kept there. The highest is ever 134, and that's in jeopardy. Vegas up to 112, Sacramento to 115, San Diego over 100 in some parts, L.A. well into the 90s. Now, relief is in sight by next weekend when a tropical storm might develop over the Baja California coast and spread clouds and maybe even rain to Southern California, maybe even Vegas, but we'll see what happens. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida story, we're going over to Port Richey, Florida. We're on Interstate 75. A young, happy couple was hauling butt. They ended up going about 95 miles per hour in a Honda Pilot. A cop clocks them, pulls them over, walks up to the car. When the window rolls down, just a big, nasty weed cloud wafts out of there like Cheech and Chong. So he's like, okay, get out of the car. Gonna have to search you here. So he calls, and before the other car even gets there, he's already found a little baggie of some white stuff. What is this? So the 28-year-old Florida man says, man, I don't even know. He's like, well, quite often when I find little baggies of white stuff, it turns out it's drugs. 28-year-old Florida man gives up so easily. He says, yes, it's cocaine. Florida man, what a disappointment. Now, I mean, we're disappointed that you had cocaine, but also that you gave up so quickly. Come on, man. Make him earn his dinner. Don't just give yourself up. So disappointing.
Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, you remember the Parkland shooting? Well, you don't need to remember the details of it specifically, but a Florida man kept leaving dead animals at the memorial for the Parkland shooting. And if that's not just sinister and demonic enough, how psycho do you have to be? This 29-year-old Florida man has now been arrested, not just for the animals, but also for posting online that he's going to do a mass shooting. And if you think we're being a little hard on him, this is one of the worst, freakiest mugshots ever. This is not hyperbole. He has the imprint of a skull tattooed over his face. You know, so there's like big circles around his eyes. And then around his mouth is, you know, the teeth. I mean, the guy looks like pure evil, and he doesn't even brush his hair well. And on top of all that, if you even just want to make yourself look as bad as possible, he has a mustache and a mullet. Bro, why are you growing a mustache? You're covering up your sweet skull face tattoo. How hard is it to score with chicks when you have a skull tattooed on your face? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's fourth installment of Florida Stories is still coming up. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and catch past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Oh, we love him. We just love him. Can you imagine this, Har? If you're going to college for the first time in your life and your mother's helping you apply, she's doing things to fill out the forms, to get the scholarships, the grants, to fill out all that stuff. And then she goes, you know what? She's 48 years old, and she says, well, I think I'd like to go to college too. And she ended up going to the same university as her son, Ben, to his astonishment. Gail took a uni life well, and her maternal instinct kicked in. She would take to cereal bars for her fellow undergraduates. She gave them snacks. Her son was horrified, correctly. There is plenty of lighthearted banter between them on this particular topic. One of my best mates, Jack, was in my mother's class, says Ben. Actually, he's my friend Jack, says Gail. He was on my course, and I introduced him to you. I'd ask Mom to the canteen so she could buy me lunch. Well, I ended up staying at his house and going to parties with him, counters Ben. And I used to take his washing home with yours, says Mom. Once I even ironed it for him. Can you imagine this going on, having your mother at campus? Let's think. The one thing that Haim says that is a great puzzle to me is they say, well, you know, your parents come with you on tour. You're going to Madison Square Garden, to the Hollywood Bowl. You're the hottest act on the road. Three beautiful young women. And they're asked, you know, are you comfortable with your parents on tour with you? And Alana says, well, why wouldn't you want your mother on tour with you? Well, I can think of a very long reason, but none of them have seemed to occur to her. God, I love that act. And then the mom says, and Jack used to send me videos at 3 a.m. of what they were all getting up to. Get down to this club. So this kid would send his mother videos saying, come on down to the club. Come on down to this hot club. Ben maintained a healthy distance between himself and his mother. She was, however, delighted to be welcomed into the social circles of students on her course, most of them 30 years her junior. She got her degree. Her son probably is in therapy every single possible day. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine. Could you imagine your mother going to school with you at the same time? It was, she says, a shock to discover that the younger students do not always turn up for lectures and seminars. It's WhatsApp them and tried to encourage them to come along, she recalls. But Ben, the son, seems to have accepted her interventions with remarkable equanimity. And I deserve credit for saying equanimity without saying it twice. If Mom didn't nag me, I didn't take any notice. I tell her I'd hand in the essays when I hadn't. He lied to his mother about when he did his homework in college, not just in high school. All right, then there's this. The 20 questions every man should ask on a first date, man bites back with his own hookup audit. Okay. And it lists all of the typical article stuff. What happened to your ex? Do you spend much time on social media? Are you a soaps fan? All the normal stuff that you would ask anyway. It's a pretty typical list. How do you prefer to spend your time on holiday? What's your attitude toward booze? Do you own a pair of walking boots? All right, it goes through all of the typical article. And I'm looking for it, and they didn't ask the one question. There's one question that every man must ask a woman before he continues the relationship. It is the critical question. It is the best piece of advice I can give you, my midnight misfit. One piece of advice. Stop her and say this question. Midnight misfit, I will save you a life of pain. Coming up in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love talking to the MyPillow people. The MyPillow customer service people are waiting to talk to you right now and answer every question you've got about the Percal sheets. The Percale sheets are the premium sheets with a dense thread count. The dense thread count, what does that mean? A more comfortable sleep. A more comfortable sleep. Here's the number to call, 800-844-0876. When you call them, ask them every question. How long will these last? They got a 10-year warranty on them. 10-year. Your car doesn't have a 10-year warranty. And it's got a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy in the next 60 days, send it back. You'll get all your money back. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. It's no risk. If you're not happy with these sheets in the next 60 days, you send them back. 800-844-0876. But here's the best part, the price. These sheets are normally $89.98. They're going to be price dropped by $50 to $39.98 just by saying, Walter! All you have to do is say, Walter! And the price drops $50. Whoa. So please give it a call, 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. These sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, no risk, and a 10-year warranty. Your car, your wife didn't come with a warranty of 10 years. $89.98 to $39.98, a $50 price drop. Call 800-844-0876, MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Alama Haim.
Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I'm not doing that you want me to.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida story, we're going to Seminole County, where there's a bear with a jar stuck on its head. And we have some video of it and a couple of good pictures of it from people's cell phone. And it's absolutely cuter than it even sounds, because it's a baby bear. They don't tell you its age, but it looks about as small as you've ever seen a bear. And it looks like it has one of those giant plastic containers that the giant cheese balls come in. If you go to like a Sam's or a Costco or whatever. And so it's a giant one of those plastic. You can tell because there's some dents in it, so it's not glass. And this cute little bear has its head stuck in it. And yes, everyone's thinking the same thing you're thinking, Winnie the Pooh. It is adorable. But the problem is they try and catch the guy so they can take it off, and they can't catch him. So the bear's disappeared in the woods, and so there's sort of a public alert going on in Seminole County. Hey, can you help us find this baby bear so we can get this plastic jar off its head? It's so cute. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
And for our last Florida story, this is just a great soundbite from, this is what court sounds like in Florida. And part of me feels sorry for this judge because he's sitting there hearing the case of some woman who can't even speak English. So she's sitting there and sobbing and telling this horrible story. And there's a translator that's trying to convey the information to the judge and he's trying to pay attention to all of it. And, you know, just weighing the balance of people's lives. And some guy comes in the back, looking disheveled, making all kinds of noise. The door slams behind him. He starts talking to the guy in the back. Hey, where can I sit? Does it matter where I sit? And everybody can hear him. And so the judge loses his temper a little bit and gives him a good cussing.
Pero es un efecto de
everything.
Hold on. Sir, I'm doing something. Can you shut up and sit down?
Absolutely.
That's not shutting up.
No le dejo escuchar.
You want to be held in contempt and go to jail? I asked you a question.
No, sir.
Then shut up.
No, look, I know the judge is in the wrong. You can't call a guy a-hole in your own court. Dropping F-bombs is, I'll recommend against that. And really, I figured court in Florida would be much worse than that. I don't know, like a snake pit or a trial by combat. Who knows? Maybe dueling. Maybe cases are settled by a cockfight.
Wait. Hold my beer.
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Often overlooked at our nation's strip clubs is the cuisine that's served. And many of them serve hamburgers and and the tacos and finger foods like wings, etc. But not Plan B Club. The Plan B Club in Los Angeles, they step up their game. They're located on Pico in Los Angeles. If you've ever been there, it's great. They offer amazing shrimp cocktail, sushi, and their amazing habanero jerk chicken. When you look at the jiggle joints, you want to make sure that you're having the full experience. You're able to see beautiful ladies flash their good stuff. You're able to have a cocktail of your choosing, and you might as well just stay there for dinner. Frequently, strip club food has a reputation for not necessarily being the best in cuisine. We find that to be a stereotype that needs to go away. We've done a good job in this nation of eradicating negative stereotypes. Tonight, I stand with those strip clubs. They're amazing chefs. They're amazing wait people. The delicious cocktails. And the bubbly babes who jump up and down and make us happy in the champagne room. Gang, don't forget to tip your waiter. From the champagne room is Strippers on the Loose. I'm Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
All right, it's 51 minutes past the hour. I will get rid of this phone because for some reason, whenever it's near a computer, whenever it's near a microphone, it hums. It makes everything hum. Why is that? Well, because most of this equipment was bought in 1952 and is still steam-driven. Now, I got the best birthday gift. I got to tell you about this gift. If you're in radio, and I know you are, because who else would be listening to this? Who else are Midnight Misfits sharing this time with me? What a great time to be on the radio. Isn't this the best time to be on the radio? It's just you and me in the car. We're just coming back from being down the shore. Long drives up I-24, I-8. It's incredible. Just you and me. Here's the gift I got. Those of us in radio are suckers for audio processing. Audio processing is the processing that makes us sound big or compressed or have a deeper voice than we really do. If you're a musician, you know about audio processing. And you can get audio processing everywhere from like $80 for a mic processor to thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I was just gifted a piece of audio processing that next week when I'm on the air will make my voice sound even bigger and compressed. If you listen to a top 40 station, and you hear the disc jockey talking, there's a lot of compression. Sounds like he's being sucked into the radio. That's the sound you want. That's the sound you crave. And I got like an over $4,000 audio processor on its way to me. What a great gift. I am grateful for that, and I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What else do I have to tell you? Yes, September 3rd was my birthday. I had a terrific birthday, an unusually good birthday, because I didn't have to see anybody I didn't want to see. Think about how many birthdays you've had where you had to see people you didn't want to see, or the worst birthday I ever had, which was unusual, in that there were about 20 people visiting this vacation home that I was renting with my current wife, and it was my birthday. And we decide to go to dinner to celebrate my birthday. Now, whenever I have been at somebody's birthday celebration, everybody chips in or somebody pays for it, but certainly not the birthday boy. The birthday boy never pays for their own dinner if they go out to dinner. Now, if they had it in their own home, well, sure. I go out. There are 12 of these idiots at dinner, and I wind up with the check. Now, these people were not missing meals on a regular basis. I wound up with the check, and I thought that was an insult. Next week, I'd like to know what you think of that. Now, let me give you the best dating advice possible. Are you ready? I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday at 55 past the hour. Here's the best dating advice, young men, I can give you. Early in your date, when you're with a nice young woman who you really like, especially one who has crazy eyes like Britney Spears, and that's a perfect example. Look at Britney Spears, not at her breasts, but her eyes. She has crazy eyes. To this day, she has crazy eyes, and there's a reason for it. The first thing you ask a girl on a date is you look at her and say, tell me about your dad. And if she says, I don't want to talk about my dad, forget it. Don't go on a second date. Don't pass go. Split the check. Go home. Because it will not get normal. It will not get better. For whatever reason, she doesn't want to talk about her dad. You don't want any part of it. My current wife and I, when we went out on our first date, I said, well, tell me about your dad. Oh, I love my dad. And she started to brag a little bit about her dad, who's a very successful attorney, an incredible lawyer, and a Winston Churchill scholar. And she loves her father. And in the 400 years that I have been married, he is a great man. He's a great father-in-law. He's a spectacular grandfather and a great father. No problems. None. But in the past, every now and then, I have made the mistake of ignoring. My hormones have ignored a woman when she says, I don't want to talk about my dad, or I don't really like my dad, or I haven't talked to my dad in 18 and a half years. Well, that's not good. You want a woman who loves her father, has a great relationship with her father, because there's your future. There's the map on how she's going to relate to men. I'm sorry to be that specific. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. And the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
Sterling. And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.